Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now, worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. I am your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Today is Thursday, and it's Thursday, August 22nd. I cannot believe that our summers are just going by, and we had such an amazing and beautiful weather throughout the summer throughout Canada. I'm here in Canada, but we have a special guest coming up in our show, and he is all the way from Austin, Texas. And before I introduce my guest and give a little bit of bio, I take every single time to thank my listeners. Through the Lizzie T Radio Show, we have over 2,300 and some odd subscribers, and we have listeners all over the world. We have people in Australia. We were in Saskatchewan, and we have listeners now in Saskatchewan. We have listeners in South America, the UK, Central America. So thank you. Thank you so much for being part of this network and for being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are here to support you, and we're here to talk about your dreams and your visions. And if you're an author or if you're a musician or an actor, like we have right now, we're here to talk to you, and we're here to spread out the word. This show being sponsored right now by OMG Event, Oh My Gosh Event. Call Alex or Mark at 905-960-2686. And also, we've been sponsored by Holt Fitness Canada. If you're looking for a different type of workout, something completely different, please call Michelle. Her number is 647-200-6608. And they're a great sponsor, great people to work with, please. And if you mention that you heard their ad here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, I will be more than happy and honored that you are contacting them through our show. If you have any ideas for to be part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, please don't hesitate and email us at radio@lizt.ca. Again, it's radio@lizt.ca. And without further ado, here is a little bio from Aaron.
Aaron Johnson, 23-year-old African-American male. He is the founder of Crowdfunding Project, and he wants this project to be successful. And here I quote Aaron, "You want your project to be where it belongs. You want it to be noticed. You're busy, and you need this to be worth your time. We know what it feels like to take risks for your passion, because we've been there too. We see ourselves as your partner, so we've designed everything, our site, system, and support to help you achieve your goals today. And we are working with government educators and communities to make sure your opportunity for success. Rocket Hub has created the potential for broad exposure through A&E. Our partnership with A&E Project Startup expands crowdfunding power in a big way. If you want to be part of an international pioneer open community that has helped thousands of artists, science, entrepreneurs, and social leaders raise millions of dollars, you want to be part of Rocket Hub."
Well, and without further ado, here is Erin. Hello, Erin, and how are you today? And thank you, and welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show, all the way from Canada.
Thank you. I'm fine.
Fantastic. So tell us, Erin, we're all curious, and this beautiful Thursday, we all want to know, what is your project? What is Crown Founding Project? For the listeners that don't know, and by the way, listeners, I will have on the Lizzie T fan page here on our Facebook all the links that if you need more information, where to reach Erin, there will be the links there, and also the links in our website. So tell us, what is Crown Founding Project?
Well, Crown Founding Project is a project that you come with that you want to fundraise money or get people to donate money to you for your project, you know, for like a career as acting or skateboarding or graphic design, to go to school or to help you pay for a certain thing that's very important to you and very big. So mine was going to acting school and graphic design. So I made a site on a project on Rocket Hub about graphic design and acting. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to, you know, I wanted to go to acting classes and I wanted to have, you know, graphic design classes. So I created a project about that on RocketHub.com. So this happened like probably like a week or two ago.
Wow.
You go to a certain site that, you know, you can fundraise or donate, get money donated to you so you can raise money for your project. It's sort of like that. Even before I did it, I'm not gonna say it, not celebrities don't do it, because before I did it, I heard about Spike Lee going on a crowdfunding site and doing it. So I was like, So I said, well, maybe let me look it up and see what he's doing. So he raised money up for his album that he wanted to make, because he didn't have any money to do it. So Spike Lee made it by, you know, raising his money up on crowdfunding on a site like that. So
fantastic.
I went in there and saw him. I saw what he did on there. So I did it myself.
Great, fantastic. And what made you want to become an actor? What got you interested in acting?
Well, at first, I used to watch movies, and I used to like mostly actresses like Michelle Pfeiffer and Marissa Ramirez and Cameron Diaz. And I didn't really think about acting until I got into modeling. See, I went to a modeling school this year in January, Mayo Hill Modeling Center. And they accepted me into the modeling school. So I paid for all the classes and got a diploma. And they said, you know, if you get a diploma from the agency, from the school, you get a free contract with the agency, no helmet agency.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, so when I went there, I did a test for the modeling school to see so they can give it to the agency to see what I would be good in. And they said, well, you're a little bit too tall for runway, but we know you'll do good in acting. They said, we're pretty sure you will make a lot of money acting, so we want you to take up acting classes. They said they want me in soap operas. So I was like, oh, that's cool. And I was like, can you guys help me get like a beauty skill? And he was like, oh yeah, we have a whole beauty department waiting for us. So I was like, oh my God, that was interesting to me. So
wow,
congratulations. Yeah,
I love your accent, by the way, here as a Canadian. We definitely noticed that, and I think you have the personality and you have what it takes to be out there and to have that exposure. And here at the Lizzie T Radio Show here in Canada, we're are becoming your fan, and we wish you the greatest success and the greatest everything
you. Thank
that you
so
need.
Much.
You're very, very welcome. So now tell us, for somebody who's listening, and you know, as being an actor, it's very, very competitive. What kind of advice would you give to people that are listening to us right now, and they said, well, I wish I could pursue this the same way Erin is. What kind of advice would you give to our listeners to continue going and to pursue this difficult career?
Yeah, my advice is, if you're going to acting and you're going to acting school, you can probably get like a modeling agency or a talent management to help boost your career, to help you boost your talent to, you know, to be a great actor. Because I wanted to do dance when I was younger, but I didn't have any experience. I didn't have any money. I didn't have anyone to help me. And I was like, okay, I'll do it myself. And when I did it out myself, I met scam artists. I met people that, you know, said they were, you know, professional dancers, and they were just volunteers. And I never got to really get the chance to do ballet the way I wanted to. So I was like, you know,
right. Now
that I have a modeling agency, you know, I can get some help with that and get a boost. So, you know, I can be a professional dancer. So don't
Fantastic.
Be afraid, you know. Don't be afraid. I mean, it might look hard, but it's really easy to get, like, a modeling, get into those schools. If you have, like, the potential, don't be afraid to go out there and, you know, try to, like, you know, really get, like, a contract with somebody, like a dance company. Because when I'm watching TV, I watch Dance Mom, and they have Abilene Dance Center, and she was like, she has this dance company, and she has her own agency. She has like a group of girls and boys that are dancing with her, and she's like,
wow.
She's supporting them too, as their mother is supporting them too. So don't be afraid to get extra help or a boost in your career. If you can get professional help, I advise you to do it because it's very, very, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Fantastic. And what I got from that is, guys who are listening to us right now, do not give up your dream. Pursue modeling career and also just focus. So those are the three things I got what you said, and that's perfect. It's great advice for the ones who are listening to us right now.
I mean, even if you're doing acting or dancing, don't be afraid to get professional help. That's all.
And
get
I think
professional help, and, you know.
Any career, Aaron, we do, for any job that you do, for any self-employment that you do, you need a coach. It doesn't matter who you are. Even
yeah.
the greatest people out there, you're talking Donald Trump and all the other, they themselves
yeah.
have a coach. And why we should, and that is an example for us. We also should have somebody helping us. So fantastic.
Yeah.
And for the listeners, I wanted to make sure if somebody, there will be pictures of Aaron on our website and also on Blog Talk Radio and on the Lizzie T. So for the people that want to get a hold of you or contact you, what is the best way? Can you give the listeners your information, please?
Yeah, I have an email address.
Perfect.
Yes. My email address is mnopstuv5000@yahoo.com.
Fantastic. And I will be posting the links and the website from Aaron if you need to get a hold of him. And you never know, this world is actually very small, especially when everybody comes together here at the Lizzie T Radio
mm-hmm.
Show. I want to thank you
yeah.
so much for being part of this amazing network here in Toronto, Canada. We wish you all the best, and we wish you all the greatest success on your acting career. You're very young, Aaron, and you have so much ground to cover still. So the sky
yeah.
is the limit for you. So congratulations for taking that extra step and taking ownership and being able to do what you love to do. Any last words?
Oh, yes.
Can I tell you the
URL to my project?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Because it's on Rocket Hub. And here's it. It's www.rockethub.com/project/30577-graphics-design.
Fantastic. Great. And for the mm-hmm. listeners, I will be putting those links into our fan page. I want to thank you so much again. Our time is running out.
Yeah.
And, yes, if you have any other question, guys, please contact Lizzie T or contact Aaron directly. Thank you so much for being part. And make it a fantastic day, everyone. Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to go to the Rocket Hub and donate some money.
Perfect. Yeah, we will be there. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
And there you have it, folks. That was the great young, very young actor and model. And if you have a dream, just pursue it, guys, because everyone has a dream, and everyone wants to pursue something to be greater and to make a difference in this world. And we all do. We all are special, and we all make a difference. So like Aaron, do not be discouraged if you have your up and downs, because it's definitely, definitely worth it. I want to thank everyone for listening, and we will be playing the song from our submission, and here it is. Thank you again, and make it a fantastic. This is your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show.
charity event, a full-service event planning and decor service. OMG Event does much more than create exceptional services. Call Alexandra and Mark at 905-960-2888.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.